Hey everyone, I'm Tima from Shades and Pages, and welcome to Brazenly Shady, your ticket to hot and unfiltered conversations about all things Black romance. Tap in, everybody. We're about to take y'all on a ride.
Okay, so hi guys, welcome to Brazenly Shady, the podcast. My name is Sharonda, and...
And I'm Tama. And so, we got guests for you bitches today.
So today, okay. we have some ladies with us today. We're going to talk to replacements, and we're just going to have everyone do a quick, brief introduction where folks can find you, and yeah, no, let's go.
Cool. So this is Tenny, or Tenille, whichever. I'm on Twitter at TENNEI, and I like big dicks and black books.
We love big dicks and black books too. Yes.
We mess with that over here. We love it. We love it. All right.
Next I'm up. Marlene. I don't have anything except Instagram, but on Instagram I am Facts from Fiction. Facts underscore from underscore fiction. And I like anything black romance really, but specifically black romance is my ish. So yeah, I'm Marlena.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Deja. You can find me at Aries Read 2 on Instagram and Twitter.
Hey.
Just here for black love, you know?
Creative. Oh, hey, girl, hey.
With black characters, no white people.
Please, Lord.
Okay.
Well, yes, hi.
And black characters that read like they're white people.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Shots. I love it. Well, guys, we have some badass bitches with us today. God damn it, I can't talk. We have some bad bitches with us today. And we are going to be discussing The Replacements by Shea Saunders. Now, this book came out January of this year. It's March. I am sure y'all already know what this book is about, but I'm going to give you a small little snippet about what it's about. So it's about divorce, Savannah, she needs a job. She meets CEO Taurus Jackson. He needs an assistant. And she never had a real job. And he's, well, horrible. Okay? So this is a grumpy romance. It's on the cover. You should know. Okay? So let's get into it.
All right. So first question for you ladies that we have is, what was your knee-jerk reaction to the plan, to Savannah's plan? Like, once she went into that book and she was thinking, what was your knee-jerk reaction to that? Like, what was your first thoughts?
I think since I'm the way that I am and I think the way that I think, mm-hmm. when I saw that she was basically going to get another sponsor, I was like, no, ma'am. So, but, you know.
Okay.
I'm real, but see, it's because of how I am. I'm real, yes. Like, let me go get it on my own. I don't want a man to be able to take anything away from me mm-hmm. and say, give me my shit mm-hmm. back. So let me just go get my own. So the fact that she was going to get somebody else to take care of her, I was kind of side-eyeing her a little bit, but I still kept reading because I'm like, okay, this got to be going somewhere other than mm-hmm. this right here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All right, next up.
I don't like to work.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I didn't fault Savannah for her plan because as I thought about it, I'm like, at this stage in my life, realistically, where and what could I do? And what could Savannah do that would bring her in even a third of the money that she was used to spending?
Yeah.
Because a woman like Savannah is gonna blink and spend $300. And that's just on lashes and hair. True. So.
Not a point. You're right.
Shoot. So a woman like Savannah, I was just like, I can understand where she's coming from.
Okay.
Would I tell my daughter to do that? Probably not.
Okay.
But. I could feel where she was coming from, because I, boy, this working, that's not for me.
It's no. ghetto.
It's ghetto. It's so ghetto.
I hate it. Like, when I first read it, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I agree. Like, where I'm at right now, you know what? Yeah. Let me make a plan and let me find somebody that's going to take care of me. Because I've been working too long. I'm tired. You know, I just want to be lazy. Just, you know, all he got to do is like, look, girl, get dressed, look cute, and let's go. And that's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. I don't want to work no
Is
more.
Your social security coming in? All right, come on, right. Let's talk.
I'll take the old man on the wheelchair if he give me his whole social security
Not
check.
A wheelchair.
Yeah.
I know Nicole did it.
Scooter, wheelchair, whatever.
Scooter. I'm not, listen. What are your thoughts, Deja?
Yes, ma'am. What are your thoughts?
I was like, oh, she's smart. Because I wouldn't have thought of that. I've never read a book like this. Usually, like, the girl has to start all the way over from the bottom.
Yes.
She's struggling. I was just like, oh, yeah, you smart. Like, she plotted so well. I was just like, she's a genius.
Yeah.
You know, that really wasn't my
was like a lazy plan. I was just like, you know what? Like, she's good at this stuff. Why wouldn't you? Like,
right.
Like, that is her thing. And that's a lot of work, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's like meticulous. Like, do I want to cook every day for someone? Do I want to, like, put toothpaste on someone's toothbrush? Like, that's a lot of work. So it might be different work than what I'm used to, but like, she's like, this is what I like doing. I'm going to figure out a way to make this work for me. And she did.
Yeah. I feel like that wasn't my knee-jerk reaction, because how I was brought up, I always was brought up in the way of, okay, get your own shit. Don't depend on no man for nothing. Mm-hmm. So my knee-jerk reaction was like, okay, this nigga done leave you, boss up and show him, you know, boss up and show him who's boss. That was my knee-jerk reaction. But then as I continued to read, I was like, wait, hold the fuck up now, wait. She's onto something. You understand? Right. Like, it started to blink like she's onto something. So I was like, okay, I see where this is going. But because I was how I was brought up, I still had that little birdie in my ear saying, bitch, get your own shit. Don't trust these niggas. You know, who said you can't trust no nigga, no, you know, so I was thinking like that. But I think I thought what she was doing was freaking smart, very smart. So
well, I think what she was smart at is that she made the plan. Like, she didn't just like, you know, she sat down and thought about, like, I got to do A, B, C, D. You know, she took her steps. Like, she didn't just go jump out into anything. She actually planned that out. And I think that's what made her smart in the situation. Because she was like, I'm going to have everything planned set up. Because she already knew old boy was going to try some shit. So she was like, you know what? Let me get my ducks in a row so I can get the, you know. Because she knew he was going to be a butthead, an asshole. So she was like, I'm out, you know. I got to plan this right.
Okay.
So I thought that was smart of her. I agree with Deja. I thought that was smart. She planned it out and she was just like, I honestly think she stayed in the damn house too long, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, when you ain't got nothing else to fall back on, because literally she has, you know.
She had nothing.
Okay. So that leads to this question right here. What are your thoughts on the negative connotations of Black women being homemakers?
Mm. Wow. So kind of like you, Tama, I was raised with women. All the women in my family are very strong women. And so from my great-grandma to my grandma, like my grandma, you know how people are like, oh, my grandma baked pies, and my grandma never cooked. She was always, listen, she would take us to get whatever we wanted to eat, but she never cooked. I can't remember a meal that she cooked for us. But she was always big on, you know, get it, go out and get it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I think just the simple fact of it's passed down to some of us that way where, mm-hmm. no, sis, you need to have a job. Like the same grandma gave me the advice when I got married. Don't ever become financially dependent on this man who you're marrying. Y'all are good now, but you need to always have a plan in the back of your mind in case he says, mm-hmm. I don't want this shit no more. And so I think for a lot of us, not all of us, we are raised to just go out and get it. So. Mm-hmm. That could have a lot to do with it. And I don't think that it's a coincidence that Black women are the most educated segment of the population. It's because we're taught you need to go out and get it.
Get so your own shit. Mm-hmm.
I think Agreed. That's the big reason why.
Yeah. And it's like, when you see a Black woman who decides that she wants to stay home, you be looking like, girl, why? When this nigga leave you, you gonna be out there high and dry. You ain't gonna have nothing. It's like, it's ingrained in us from young. Have your own shit. Don't depend on these men. But then it also goes back to why this shit was ingrained in us so young. It's because our mothers and our grandmothers, they experienced where, you know, niggas did some ancient shit. Like, it is.
Right? And it was also, like, always, like, you know, like, single mother household. So it was like, she had, your grandmother had to work. Your mother had to work. You know, even if it was a two-parent household, you know, your mom and dad had to work. Like, it was very rare that you saw a Black woman stay home, you know, with her children, you know. So, yeah. What are your thoughts, Tinny?
So, I am a homemaker for, God, 12 years now?
Okay.
Is it 12? Yeah. Almost 12. So, I have run the gamut from strictly staying at home to working at home to working outside the home to coming back to being at home, and it's always something. What I've realized is that no matter what, there's going to be a negative connotation no matter what we do.
Agree.
There's never anything that's going to, if we're not in service to someone else, there's never going to be any sort of praise. And then when I got married, my oldest was sick for a long time. So it was just a matter of, she can't go anywhere. So someone has to stay home. And I'm like, well, shit, I don't want to work. And there was just always some negative connotation to that. Like, someone always has something to say, oh, well, what if he leaves you, or what if he cheats? And I'm just like, I don't fucking care at this point. And I think that's where we have to kind of be in the corner of moms that say, okay, well, I, at this point, I want to put my kids forward, because kids are a lot of work.
Amen. Yes.
The truth.
Kids are a lot of work.
Ain't it and the truth?
If you're working and take, my daughter was at golf for 3 hours today. Imagine if you had to go work and then sit out at someone's golf course for 3 hours to wait for them to hit this little ball.
I do it.
Like, do you know how aggravated you would be?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So it's just like, we have to do what's best for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I was working, oh, well, your baby is sick, why are you at work? Mm-hmm. If I'm at home with my kids, well, why aren't you working? What if he leaves you? And I'm just like, I'll be fucked anyway, so.
So at this point, being a Black woman, damned if you do, damned if you freaking don't. Because anything that we do, people are going to have something negative to say about it. Or
That's pretty much it. Yeah. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Even in the book, the ex-wife, Taurus was talking shit about her for working.
Yep.
Right.
See, I ain't like that. But anyway, we're gonna go to Deja's thoughts. You have any thoughts on that, Deja? About Black women being homemakers?
I mean,
go ahead.
I agree with what everyone else said about the negative connotation and about, like, how we were raised and what is expected of us. And but also at the same time, like, I feel like a lot of moms, as you saw in the book, don't want to see, like, their daughters relaxing and they're working so hard, or they work so hard to send their kids to school. And they see, like, oh, like, look, I just did all that and it didn't pay off and I'm still working, and they're living this lavish life that they can lose at any moment. But right now they're chilling and I'm working hard.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, you could see it from, like, the same thing. Like, even when she decided to leave, like, the lady she was friends with, you saw how they kind of, like, they all had that lifestyle, but they all kind of, like, turned their back on her, You know what I mean? Like, once she decided to leave her husband, that's what they kept throwing her. Like, well, what are you going to do now? You know, like,
right,
this man is taking care of you 100%. What are you going to do now? And it's like, you want me to stay in this marriage knowing full well that this man is cheating on me. And you just want me to stay because of a lifestyle? I mean, I got it, but I was just like, damn, they can't give her like a little support. Like, you couldn't even like fake support her.
They might be in situations where they have a choice. And instead of them being brave enough to say, okay, I'm gonna go figure out something else, they stayed. So it's kind of like, yeah, misery loves company. I stayed, so I think you should stay.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Agreed. But I mean, it's for me, it depends on the situation. Like, if I'm going to just be real, if it's a man who I feel got bank and like he is funding this lifestyle that I'm used to, I'm going to stay. And I mean,
amen.
And then I'm going to do my thing on the side too, because I ain't going to leave this lifestyle and I'm comfortable. I'm sitting on a cushion. Y'all would have put me out there on rocks, nigga. No. No, I'm not going on rocks. So I get it from their standpoint, but then I also get it from Savannah's standpoint, because she already had a plan to move forward.
Right.
But what if her plan had backfired? What if she didn't find nobody? Like, I'd be, so I'm staying on cushion, baby. I'm not going on rocks.
Not rocks. I mean, anyone, like, she still got the job. Like, even if it didn't work out with Taurus, yep, like, she still would have had a job.
Exactly. I mean, she still would have had a job.
He was paying her well, because I don't know nobody who don't never had a job and then go and make $90,000. Like, sis, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, like a big old gap in her resume. I was like, well, it must be nice.
I was like, so when I saw her making that $80,000, and I was like, oh, shit, girl, you got it. Okay, you doing good. You were executive assistant making $87,000. Even though executive assistants, they do make a lot of money, though, because that's a freaking big-time job. Like, people... That's an important job, but she still
had no experience.
He had no experience. You making, he was like, but I'll pay you 80. I'm like, 80? Like, I did the Soulja Boy shit. I was
like, no base pay. Like,
I was like, so you ain't gonna start off at 45. Like, they started everybody off.
Didn't have any experience, because being with her husband, she did have experience because she was running his stuff.
True. I mean,
we're not experienced at nobody else's job, though.
Right. Yeah, but they don't count
that lived experience that she could take into the job.
Like, she finessed it.
They don't count that shit.
She
I get that, but pretty much nobody wanted to work for him because he was an asshole. So, I mean, he was kind of like desperate at this
point. A fine asshole. But anyway, my bad. I'm off topic.
I mean, it was cute, but it was just like, now what if somebody else would have came up in there with a banging resume? Then what, Savannah?
She would have been shit out of luck. She would have gone right back to the cushion. She would have went back to the cushion.
See, the difference is Savannah knew what she was working with.
Mm.
And that's the difference.
But because then also,
if I'm an executive, Savannah walks in with zero experience, but asked for days.
She had asked for days. Let's talk about
I'm going to go with Savannah versus, you know, the 55-year-old who has 20 years of experience. But could be my mother. Like,
the ass was assing. For real. The ass was assing.
Savannah knew what she was doing.
You know, then, that's a good point. That is a good point.
It also feeds into this, though. We got to think about the ego when it comes to men, because she was really playing to his friggin' ego. Like, it. Yes. This is a... Finessing niggas is a full-time job. This shit is a look like a...
Yeah, I mean, like, rather you working for him, with him, or, you know, your husband, your boyfriend, whatever. Like, you're always finessing. And she went in that door to get that job.
Finessing. You putting in work regardless. Either way, if you working, if you home, you feeding these niggas ego regardless. You making them feel like the king of the world on Titanic, bitch. Like, you...
That's it.
You making them feel like the king of the world.
Not so real. Those post-it notes, when she wrote that one that she said she thought was by Shakespeare, something about a king or something, and he's like, wait, is she calling me a king? Or, like, I'm like, this nigga right here.
he had to stop and think, like, wait. He was so... was so taken away with her. I was like, you. I was like, this motherfucker right here. I was like, Lord, how you, sir? Like, okay. She's playing you, sir. She's trying to get you. You better watch your bank, Taurus.
But that's what they want.
He had the chicken coop exactly. trap out there, and he fall for the chicken coop trap. The oldest trap in the book, the chicken coop trap. He fall for the chicken coop trap, bitch. And that goes back to this other question. Do you feel like the author painted working women in a negative light?
I think she painted us in a realistic light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because so I've been on both sides. For 2 years, I stayed at home while I was in grad school, and I was like, I graduated in August. By September, I was like, no, sis, you got to go get a job, because this thing is so hard.
You was restless. You like, bitch, I got to go.
It's hard. I had two under two, and I had a four-year-old. Ooh, and I was like, listen, somebody else can take care of them during the day. I need a break. So let me get a job. But realistically, back to your question, I'm like, she painted us, me, because I work now, in a realistic light, because I feel like that is the reaction that some of us have to women working at home. And I don't know if it's she's working at home and I can't, or if it's just they don't understand, but it was to me, it wasn't like out of the ordinary. It was realistic for me, because people really do talk shit about people who stay at home for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
Same. I see the thing with Shay's books, I feel like she does a good balance of all of Black womanhood. Mm-hmm. So like, you'll see a lot of books where it's all like mid to upper Black women,
mm-hmm.
where Shay, she kind of gets everyone. Mm-hmm. So even though this book may have been more geared towards someone who is ready to finesse niggas from day one,
she
doesn't write, like, it wasn't a caricature. Like, she had everyone fleshed out, because
yeah,
yes.
You had the ex-wife who was ready to be a boss bitch.
Yes.
And said, like, this is what I need. Being a boss bitch, but also being a mother, because Taurus was a shit father.
He was a mama's boy too.
Yes.
Like, he was a shit father.
Yeah.
And so we have his mother, we have Savannah's mother, plus we have the ex-wife and Savannah, and all four of them are different. So if Taurus's mother had been Savannah's mother, you would have had a whole different dynamic. Like, you had Savannah's mother who was like, I raised you to do more and want more than this. And Savannah was like, well, yeah, but this is what I want.
Yeah. I felt some type of way. And I don't know, I just felt like sometimes it was very harsh. I felt like sometimes the dialogue was very harsh when it came to women who wanted to be a boss bitch, who wanted to go out in the Fortune 500 companies and stomp on niggas' heads. Like, I feel like it was negative towards, like, how Taurus was talking, that I just wanted somebody to take care of me. Oh, you wanted your mama. Okay, yeah. So yeah. I just feel like the dialogue was harsh towards working women. Or not to say working women, because some of us are working because we don't have a fucking choice to work. Like, I'm a single mom. I got to raise my child. Like, I got to go to somebody's job. I got to go to the white people job. You understand what I'm saying? So I have to work. But I feel like she had negative dialogue when it came to, I feel like, I wouldn't say she had it, but it just came off very harsh to a woman who made the choice to be a boss bitch, who wanted to go out there in corporate America and kick ass. You understand? Like,
mm-hmm.
It came off a little harsh to me, like, oh, you know, she wanted to work and she didn't want to be a take care of me. Bitch, take care of yourself.
Okay. But do you think it's on purpose? Because I think one of the things she tried to convey is getting people to view women who stay at home in a different light. So do you think she made the other dialogue harsh in order to get us to see more Savannah's side? Like, did that play?
I felt she did, but I ain't like that shit.
I think it was more just showing that, like, Taurus and ex-wife just didn't gel well. They didn't fit well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree. Like, he didn't say that the ex-wife was a bad person. Which, like, she just wasn't able to provide what he needed. He wasn't able to provide what she needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I'm kind of like on the fence with that, because I don't think she did it in a negative light. I agree with Marlena and Deja. I feel like, you know, she, Taurus and the ex-wife, they just didn't gel, right? They just didn't get along. And as we go through the story, you know, he start realizing that, like, okay, what I wanted from her, she didn't want to give me, and she didn't want to provide to him. She was just a different type of woman. She ain't want to stay home. She ain't want to take care of you. She ain't want to cook your food. The woman wanted to work, and he should have recognized that. For as long as him and the ex-wife was together, he should have recognized that. But I think he was still in his selfish mode, so it was just like, I want what I want. You can't give me what I want. But you see, as we go the story, he start realizing, like, oh, okay, yeah, I see. We just didn't get along. You know, we just wasn't a good couple together.
He just wanted a woman to lotion him and stroke his ego. Like, you know, niggas like that.
Yeah, he did. And the other side of it is, you know, the other thing. I think she wanted to like, maybe, like, you know, make it a little bit, you know, like, negative towards women at work, so that we can have a sympathy towards Savannah's situation, because with, just like in the Black community as a whole, we see women that want to stay home, or you a gold digger, or, you know, when we say I don't want to work, I want a man that's going to take, we're automatically labeled a gold digger. We trying to get something. You know, and you always had these men out here talking about saying, well, my mama raised all 10 of us. And like, because she had to.
Because your daddy ain't shit. She had to. Like they be forgetting. They always focus on their mama and leave their daddy out. Like, nigga, your daddy left and she ain't had no choice, bitch. Like,
it was like, sir. We don't want to do that, you know?
Like, they love to leave men out, like, oh, but the single momhood. Bitch, where the niggas at? Because they gone.
We're gone.
What Taurus was in a situation to allow for either Savannah or his ex-wife to stay home. All these niggas ain't got it like that. So it's like, why is you not complaining?
But I don't know. It just seems that, can we have a woman who's a boss bitch? And I don't know. I don't know why. It just rubbed me. That part rubbed me wrong. Because I'm like, can she not have it all because she wants to be in corporate America? Because she wants to work? So it leads to other conversations like, okay, so you telling me she don't deserve a good man or to have her own family because she want to be a boss bitch? Right. So, you know, that had me thinking like, wait now. Come now. Let's talk. Because I like that. I don't like that.
Well, see, I think, and I will say that in the book, Savannah didn't have a lot of growth, right? So sometimes we'll see that from page one to
a lot of growth,
whatever, you'll see that the characters, they may not, they don't do like a complete 180, but there's some growth along the way. Savannah had no growth.
I feel like Taurus kind of like had a little bit of growth, but Savannah, I was like, girl, what you doing?
No, Savannah was like, this is me. You will like it or leave it, but she this really, is me. Accept it and be really done. But Taurus was, once he got with Savannah, he realized that, okay, I was looking for Betty Crocker this whole time, but I picked Michelle Obama. Turn Michelle Obama into Betty Crocker. And that can't work.
That ain't gonna work.
But then let's talk about how Michelle Obama was the driving force behind Barack Obama. Hello. There would be no Barack Obama if there wasn't Michelle Obama. And he said that himself. So it's like,
The bad for the mad Taurus.
Shay, what you saying, Shay? The, like, what's going on, Shay?
But see, that and that, I think that's what I liked with Taurus, is he realized that I want someone to put my toothpaste on my tooth.
No, man.
That still bugs me. Like,
that thing, what does that gift say? Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no fucking way, boy. That's what. Shay, what you doing? I thought he was gonna band down or what, and she was gonna wipe his ass next, and I was gonna be like, DNF, bitch.
Don't forget the palette cleanser, honey. She was like, she followed up with that shit. I was like
DNF.
No. I was like, no. I was like, girl, what is you doing? Like, not here. Wait, what?
But it could be like she was trying to get across the point that, you know what, there's someone for everybody. So I think that's what it was.
My wife did have a boyfriend. So I did appreciate that. She wasn't alone.
Yes.
She just was no longer with Taurus, because Taurus was not for her. Taurus wanted someone where he could feel like head nigga in charge. Like, I'm the big dick king around.
I mean, the dick was big now. The dick was big, but damn, Taurus, goddamn. Like,
but that's why him and the wife didn't get along.
Like, nigga, please.
That's what it was.
Yeah, but he did. He wanted somebody he can, that he wanted to, like, to just like you guys said, take care of him. He wanted to be in control of everything. And the ex-wife wasn't playing with him. She was like, no, my God, that's not me.
She was like, no, I can make money too.
The ex-wife was me.
But I'm glad he realized, like, you know what? You are, you know, you're a good mother. You were a good wife, because he finally told her, like, you were a good wife. I was just a selfish asshole. Because she should have got it where, okay, I want to be taken care of by my husband and I want to work. Like, women should be able to have both options if they want both options. And he wasn't willing to give her that.
No, I'm not putting toothpaste on your toothbrush, though.
No, I ain't doing all that.
Not never.
I'm going to be like, you got to be fucking kidding.
He's doing all that. Sorry.
Listen, the only time my husband was in a car accident on our anniversary, like 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Was it two? It had to be when COVID first hit, because I was already home by then. And his cousin brought him home because his car, he was in his work van, and they hit him so hard, like the engine fell out of the car. Damn. Like, it was a bad accident.
God damn.
Yeah. So he called me now in true Jamaican fashion. He's just like, all right to know, but somebody licked my truck.
I love it.
They don't go together. Right. And he's like, hospital, Floyd is here with me. And I'm like, okay.
What do you want me to do?
Like, okay, so now I'm checking. I'm like, all right, let me make sure that the life insurance is up to date. And then
because that shit is important. Hello.
I was,
like, let
I
me
just
want
to say
sure
I was not expecting for
that
you to
I
say
paid
that,
this okay. premium at the right time. Okay, premium is paid. All right, no, baby, I'll be here
So he checking up insurance premium. Wait a minute.
They've got him like bandaged up, and he was okay.
Yeah.
And he's like 6'2". So I'm like, you're fine. And they're like, oh, you're gonna have to give him a bath.
It was the lead for me. It was the lead for me.
Oh.
You be like, I gotta bathe this grown ass nigga. What?
She said me?
Let's go outside, because we have a pool and there's an outside shower.
Close his eyes down. Close him down.
Let me spray you down. Let me just
close his eyes down.
That's terrible.
Like, I would just murder you first and go find a new one.
Good Lord. Okay. I'm
You know what? I don't know where we're going at this point, but I don't think we wanted to go there.
You know what? I think we all have a little bit of Savannah in us, because I remember when
you
I was
don't acknowledge it though.
Yeah, I don't acknowledge that shit, but then you don't acknowledge it until you get out of the situation. Because I'm always talking like, okay, you know, like when you with somebody and then you break up with them, you be like, oh, I can't believe I told this nigga he could rap. You know the nigga can't rap. You know that you like you be supporting this nigga rapper where you know the nigga can't rap. So
okay, Janine. You know,
Ma'am. That's the same thing. You know, you be telling niggas that they dick big, but you know that they ain't big, it's small. You be telling niggas that their stroke game is official, but their stroke game is not official at all. So that's certain parts of Savannah that we have with us that, you know, we be gassing up these niggas and they don't need no gas. They need water. They need sugar in their tank. Like, for real. Like, come on. It's facts.
Now, listen, I'm not a... I can't relate because I'm not telling you none of that if it's not true. So I don't know about that. But
I've
I was
done that.
Not me. I can't relate.
I'm sheem.
I don't. That ain't me. But I was gonna say, like, when she made him lunch and he was like, I don't want that shit. And then she kept making lunch. Mm-hmm. When I tell you that Negro would have been hungry. He just would have been hungry.
Hungry.
You only had Baby. To tell me no once. I would be like, right. Okay.
You ain't want lunch on day one, bitch. You ain't getting lunch on day four. I'm just saying.
Nope.
He would have been the hyenas and the Lion King hungry. Play with me.
Okay, y'all are best. Okay, so this leads us to our next question. What conversation resonated with you more? Savannah and her mother or Savannah and Taurus's mother?
For me, like, ooh, girl.
Savannah and Taurus's mother.
Okay, why?
Because like someone like finally like affirmed her like what she wants is not like a mm-hmm. bad thing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
That one resonated more with me.
Okay.
I.
Y'all don't want to hear my answer.
I'm kind of like. I was with her mother because I feel like. Her mother, Savannah's mother, got a bad rap because her mother kept telling her, you're in this situation because you in this situation. Like, I told you to have your shit, your ducks in a row, just in case this nigga leave you and he done left you. And now look, now you scrambling. Because she had to scramble. Even though she planned it out, she still had to scramble. So I feel like the mother got a bad rap because her mama told
her. She left him.
Yeah, she left him, but
to scramble, nigga, to scramble.
But look, her mama told her, you sat up here, you got lazy, you ain't, she, and even though she had money saved up, she ain't had enough. What's she gonna, now what if Taurus ain't come along? What's she gonna do?
Find somebody else.
She would have found somebody else, but it took her some time. It would have took her some time, because remember, she was trying to get a job with the husband, and the husband was like, nah, bitch, like, no.
He was like, my sweetheart at Billingsley Co. You ain't gonna do this for me. What?
Well, I wouldn't try to get up there and just beat the whole ass. But anyway, because she was bold. She was a bold one. But it was like, come on. But I think Savannah's mother got a bad rap in this story. And I kind of resonated more with the mother because the mother did tell her, you didn't do what I told you to do. And now you're scrambling. That was just me. But
when you say scrambling, that make me that tickle me. Like that's funny.
She was. I feel like she was just like, ooh, I gotta let me just. And I was like, didn't your mama tell you to have all of this together? And she was mad at her mother. And I'm like, you can't be mad because the lady told you, Savannah, and you got lazy. Like, I understand she wanted to take care of her house and take care of her husband. I get it. I understand it. I would want that one day for myself. I might be too old now, but still. But
girl, you are never too old to not work. No,
never
ma'am.
Too old to get these niggas.
No. Listen, that's what I'm looking for now. No, you cannot just be medium. I'm gonna need for you to be high up on the food chain. So, because I don't want to work, sir. I just, no. I don't want to work.
You know. What you think, Milana?
I would say, like I said, I know both sides. I've been on both sides. Mm-hmm. But the conversation with Taurus's mom for me stuck out because that was the moment where even me, I was like, okay, I can see this. But one of my mottos in life, and Tame, I think I told you this before, is fuck them people. Because no, really, because everybody, no matter what you do, it's always going to be somebody who say, why are you doing that? Why you want to do that? So why not be happy and do you versus be unhappy and do what everybody else say? And that's basically what her conversation was. It's fucking people. People don't have stuff to say anyway. So girl, if you want to be at this house, don't worry about what your mama said. Go ahead and be at the house. My son is a big ass baby, so he'll love it. And just going to be at the house.
Yeah, she did say that.
She said my son is a big ass baby. He was a big ass baby. I was like, sir, I'm going to need for you to stop. He was doing way too much for me. But I liked him. I liked Taurus. Because even though he was an asshole, at least he was upfront with everything and what he wanted. And all. And I liked that he had his goals, where he wanted to take his company and stuff like that. But he was a big ass baby. I was like, sir, why are you like this? Like,
because of his mama?
Yeah.
And she recognized that it was her fault. And that's what she told Savannah. Like, this is my son. I know my son.
Yep.
Like, whenever my son's girlfriends come to me, what am I going to say? Like, I know he's a crybaby. Like, just do your best.
Do your best.
All of this, I have your back.
Yeah. I think that's why she pretty much said that she didn't like his ex-wife, because his ex-wife was like, I ain't got time for neither one of y'all, so bitch, I'm out.
I felt like the ex-wife was painted in a negative light. I really did. And I ain't like that. So, yeah.
I don't know. I can't agree fully with that. I don't think she was. And I think the mother had her own reasons for not liking the ex-wife, because the ex-wife just refused to take care of Taurus the way she wanted her. The mother wanted her to. And that's fine. Because I think the ex-wife was pretty much what Marlena said. Fuck them people. Like, lady, I don't care. Like, I got to go home and deal with this man every day. Not you. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. He just calling you whatever. So I think the ex-wife ain't get two shits with the mother-in-law. So she was just like, fuck it, I'm out. Anybody got time for this lady? Because that would have been me. Care, bitch. I'm out.
Like, I'm not dealing with this.
I know. I feel like that was too much. So goes into our next question. How much is too much when taking care of your man? Anybody can start. I don't have one, Tenille, so I'll be quiet.
Listen, Tenille already said it with, I'm not putting no fucking toothpaste on your toothbrush. Listen, I will cook for you. I will fix your plate. I will do your laundry. Now, you got to fold your laundry, because I'm not folding it. It's going to sit in the basket, but I'll wash it. But at no point will I put toothpaste on your grown-ass toothbrush. No, sir. I just cannot.
I'm going to have to agree with you. And honestly, I don't even want to fix your goddamn plate, but shit, how would you fix my plate, bitch? How would you fix my plate? I'm hungry.
Listen, let me tell you something. The food is cooked. You know where the plate is.
I'd be like, the food ready.
Please go get your own.
I'd be like, food ready. I got cooking and pick up food.
And you want me to bring you something to drink? I'm not doing
that. I didn't say all that. You can walk your ass to the refrigerator and get it. But I gotta fix the kids' plates anyway. So I'll fix a little extra plate. But no, sir. Absolutely not.
See, my mother gets on me all the time. Like, my mother is old school Jamaican. Mm-hmm. Like, the house needs to be clean. Like, she was here last month for my son's championship game, and she made dinner, and she's like, you know, go fix and play it.
No.
I love your face. Like, no. And I'm just like, miss, did you not raise me? Like, we've had these conversations my entire life. And no, I'm not. Like,
but isn't that funny though? Because I feel like how our mothers raised us, like, you know, be independent, don't depend on no man. And then when they come to your house when you marry or whatever, and then they telling you what you should be doing. Well, that's not what we talked about. Why you change your mind now?
now. You'll be like, wait, you ain't say do all that now. You ain't say do all that.
You told me to be independent.
My mother was always like, yes, get a degree, but also take care of your spouse. And I'm just like,
I'm not doing that.
Like, I stay at home, yes.
Yeah.
But I stay at home because I literally don't want to fucking do anything.
I agree.
I
don't do shit. I don't want to work. I don't want to do shit. I agree.
Like, 100%. I'm going on the app and I'm going on with Instacart and I'm ordering groceries and I need them to deliver it. And I want to do the bare minimum.
You did Instacart with your Jamaican mama at the house? Oh, Lord, she had a fit, didn't she?
Listen, that woman. She was just like, I understand where Savannah's mother is coming from, but I am Team Taurus's mother. Do what is best for you.
True.
Because ask yourself this question. Why are you doing this thing? Is it because you want to do this thing? Or is it because people expect you to do this thing? Are you strong because you want to be strong? Or because you're forced to be strong.
Right.
That's another thing. Sometimes we are doing stuff like this because we have no choice. Like, we just don't have a choice.
Like, it's expectation.
I want to be someone's stay-at-home wife. Better yet, I want to be stay-at-home, but I don't want to be planning all these dumb shit these women be planning. I just want to stay home, bitch. I don't want to be planning no parties, and I don't want to do none of that shit. I just want to stay the fuck home. If I had a man who tell me I could just stay home and just be me, bitch, I'll do it. But right now, you know, that's not happening for me. So I got to go to the white people job. You understand?
Listen, you got to say it's not happening for you yet, but put it out there.
It's not happening for me yet.
Yep.
So right. I got to go to the white people job. But if I could find somebody who could, I don't want to be planning no goddamn country club shit, though. I don't want to do that shit. You know, I don't want to do that shit, and I don't want to be on no wives club. No, because I don't even want to fuck with them other wives like that. I just want to stay home.
But I think that's another with the expectation. I think with Savannah, things were expected to her from her, and she just fell in line with everything. So I think that's what it was with her. It's like she wanted to do it, but it was also kind of like expected. Like, her husband expected her to be part of that wives club. I don't really honestly think she wanted to, but it was an expectation, so she did it. So it was a lot of layers to this book.
I'd have been like, hell to the whole.
I was like, girl, you doing way too much. This nigga don't even like you like that, but okay. I thought she was doing too much. I was just like,
nah. I've been like, I don't even like them bitches.
Well, they proved they didn't care.
Well, no, they didn't care.
It was like, girl, I ain't leaving. Yeah, Rodney treat, but I ain't going up. Like, yo.
My bank account is still flush. Talk to me later.
Flowing. You know, it is what it is. But yeah. We're going to ask the next question. How do you feel about Savannah turning down the spousal support? Not everybody answer, okay?
I mean, but when she turned it down, wasn't she like, that's fine because I still got Taurus or whatever? And then she was like, is it okay for me to say that, you know, I got you like, or you got me like that? And he was like, do it look like I care if I got to take care of you? Didn't something like that happen? Yes. Where it was like, she turned that down, but then he was like, are you straight? Don't worry about it. I got you. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Did she really...
She didn't need it. Because once he threw the keys out of the car, like, at that point, he was just like, no amount of spousal support that he's paying you is going to be as much as what I'm going to give you a month. So, for her, in that specific situation, it wasn't needed. Like, if she was still in a space where I'm working as an executive assistant and I haven't lined up a husband yet, and yeah. she didn't take the spousal support, then I would have been like, okay, this is like one of those dumbass billionaire books where she's like, oh no,
I don't need his money. Bitch, we have, like, I have so many morals and ethics, bitch. It's the money.
No, thank you.
I ain't got no morals when it comes to money. Give me the money.
None. None. Zelle, Cash App, whatever, check.
Nah, I want cash, nigga. I want cash.
But at that point, Taurus was already fully invested. Like, in his mind, he's like, you're putting toothpaste on my toothbrush. Like, fuck him and his money.
Yeah, I got you.
I was just like, I don't.
You know? I did not like the fact that she turned down that spousal support, because a bitch like me, I was going to let Taurus take care of me, and I was taking that spousal support and I was
putting that money in my account
for a rainy day, bitch, because you, your ex-husband already proved to you that niggas ain't shit. So you should have your ducks in a row that if this shit was to happen again, I'm, like I said, I'm falling on cushion, baby, not fucking rocks. I'm not doing that shit. Like, you need to have your shit. Like, that was a, for me, red flag flew up. I was like, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was like, red flag, red flag. I would have taken that money, and I was keeping that money in a bank account, and I was still going to let Taurus finance me. That was bad. Like, you already, that's how I feel when it comes to character development or character growth. I was like, this bitch ain't learned shit, because you.
But see, I think she wanted to, but she called him and was like, hey, this is the holdup. And then he's like, oh, well, do you care about the little $1,000 or whatever? So in essence, mm-hmm. he made that decision for her, which I didn't too much like, because it's like, girl, are you going to make any decisions by yourself? Or exactly. are you going in another situation where this man is saying, put fucking toothpaste on my toothbrush? Like,
exactly. It's like you went from a man making all the decisions to another man making all the decisions. You right. should have learned from the first situation to be like, okay, let me make this decision myself. Like, you ain't learned shit. You ain't learned shit. That's how I feel. You ain't learned nothing. And I ain't like that.
I ain't like it. What's your thoughts, Deja?
Yeah, I think I agree with Marlena. Is that
yep.
right?
Yep.
Yeah. She definitely turned down the spousal support because of Taurus. Taurus was like, what's the, we know this man. Like, let's keep it moving. I'm going to take care of you. And she was like, all right, baby. And she went along with it.
Right.
I was like, are you sure?
No, take that money and stack it. Take that money and stack it.
I gotta agree. I feel like she should have did both. I feel like, yeah, get with Taurus and also make sure you run that husband dry, because it was like, for all of that she went through with that man, it's like, you're not gonna take nothing. No, I'm sorry. I have to come. You gotta break off something, sir. I mean, Taurus, we just have to have waited in the goddamn car, because I'm not leaving out this courthouse with $0.
I was gonna sit there just like this, waiting on him, like, okay. Okay.
No, sir. Like,
she needs to wound the ex-husband's pride and take his money. She has to be right.
Yes, that's all. Just make him hurt. I mean, they made him hurt when he left, you know, when he came outside and he was like, this your man now? It's like, yes, bitch, this is my man. But still, I was just like, Savannah, what are you doing? Like, yeah, I didn't like that. I agree with Marlena. I didn't like that Taurus told her, like, was telling her basically what to do. And it was like, yeah, you, girl, there's no growth from her. And I get that she just wanted to be her and just stay home and whatever. But I was like, Savannah, like, girl.
Let me tell you something. I could mm-hmm. be a rich man's stay-at-home wife, but you best believe mm-hmm. I'm stocking my money, and I'm gonna right. still make you pay for everything else. I don't give a rat's ass, because you ain't about to have me out here looking like Bobo the Fool. I can tell you that right now. No way.
Twice. It would have been twice, girl. I mean, because even, like, you know, like, yeah, this is a fictional story or whatever, but, like, real life situation, like, what if that shit with Taurus did not work out? You know what I'm saying? And, like, let's listen. Every day, look, no motherfuckers. Every day, we all ain't running into no goddamn Tauruses, okay?
Well, now we ain't running into Tauruses. We running from Giraffes. We running from Giraffes, bitch.
Just in case you think a goddamn Joe driving a goddamn bus.
We running into Jarrell's, bitch, not Taurus's. I'm just that.
I'll agree with this, but okay.
I feel like she focused so much on the conversation with Taurus's mom that she didn't hear a shit her mama said. Her mama said, get your ducks in a row, bitch. And she did not listen to her mama, because if she had listened to her mama, she would have been like, wait, now let me get this $1,000 and put this $1,000 up. You don't even, $1,000 might not be what you used to getting, but I was off principle of you cheating on me. I was taking your money off principle.
Oh, on principle. And your dumbass going to use the same account. Oh, dumbass. What you dumb? Dumbass. I was like, your dumbass.
No, see, I would have been upset, because why are you going to Applebee's? Who goes to Applebee's?
Applebee's of all places.
Like, why y'all doing Applebee's?
No. Applebee's?
And sweetie, if I'm taking a nigga's money and I'm going shopping, I ain't hating on Coach, bitches, because I wear Coach, but that's the last place I go in. Bitch, I buy Coach with my own money. I ain't buying Coach with
exactly.
Your money. No way. No way.
I like how Savannah was talking about it. She was like, oh, cheap bitch with a board of Coach bag.
Y'all better take me up at YSL. Freaking, I'm going to get the Bottega buy. I'm getting all them expensive shit that I can't even pronounce, bitch. Like,
she was like, who buys Coach? I was like, well, bitch, I do what?
Coach, you really using a man's credit card to go to Coach? You could buy Coach with your own money, sis.
But think about it. What if that was the side chick, first side chick job? She might not have known no better. I don't know. Like, shit.
My first side chick job, I'm going big or go home, bitch. This is my first time being a side chick. I'm going big. You have to tell me now, hold on, side chick, don't spend that much. I'd be like, oh, well, I didn't know this my first time. Like, I don't know.
Listen.
Like, you have to give me the side chick rules, because I'm going big the first time, bitch. Like,
wait. Oh, yeah. Not that much? Sorry.
We can't.
You're going to be like, YSL, the side chick first time? I'd be like, well, you didn't say. I'm going big the first time. Like, you going to Applebee's and Coach? Girl, bye.
But I was really, I felt some type of way. I was like, what's wrong with Coach? Bitches by Coach.
No, what Savannah was saying is, if this man is finessing you, if you finessing this man, I'm finessing you to Coach. First of all, I'm giving you my coochie. That alone ain't Coach money. No. This is not Coach money. This coochie is not Coach coochie, okay? This is not.
Us was, obviously.
Obviously.
The fact that you married alone and you coming to me talking about you want me to be a side chick, you already know you're getting taxed off of this side, baby. You about to get taxed. You so, better get taxed. Listen,
that tax, GCT tax,
federal, state, coochie tax, everything.
The other one, OAHSDA, whatever the tax is. You're getting taxed, my guy.
Y'all terrible.
No, if I can go buy my 18-year-old niece Coach. Louis Vuitton, where are you coming with Coach? Where are you going? So Savannah should have just been like, okay, fuck you, pay me.
I feel, especially since he was let,
fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I just to be petty, I was taking your money. I was just taking it just to be petty.
Just to be petty.
Just on the petty principle, I was taking your money.
Plus, he was being a fucking asshole. He was pretty much throwing her face. You ain't got shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. Where you going? I would take his whole motherfucking check. Like, he'd go to work. You had to work 9 to 5. That check comes straight to me. Zero taxes for you, my guy.
That's another reason why.
And you need to pay me for this, because I'm not on my mortgage. My name is not on anyone's mortgage. So if we get divorced, you're going to sell this bitch and give me my cut. Because why? I fucking took care of your kids. I took care of you. You have to know how to proceed in life. And that's what no matter what you want to do in life, you have to know how to proceed. And that, again, I like this book. I love this book because you get to see A, Taurus's ex-wife was like, you know what? If you want to do dumb shit, go do dumb shit by yourself. She
really, I think he was really bitter like, about that shit, too. He was bitter about that. I don't think he liked that the ex-wife left him.
He did not, because he had his daughter, what, one day a week?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that she wants to do hair. Fuck you. Do you know how much I pay to go get my hair done?
I didn't even want to talk about it.
If I get it, like in America, if I go get my hair braided, $200 easy.
Yep.
$200. And that's cheap.
That's cheap.
That's cheap.
Because I wanted, when I put my dreads back in, the lady in America was charging me $600. I went home and the lady charged me $100. I gave her $200 because I was like, bitch, this is cheap.
$600 for what?
$600?
Yes, just to reattach my dreads was $600. And I went home and the lady charged me $100 and I tipped her $100. And I still come out better.
That shit is crazy.
I went home for Christmas. Ass length box. No, what did I get? The knotless braids. And I'm like, okay, how much are you charging me? By the time I worked out the conversion, I think it was like $35. I'm like,
yeah, I know. I got the disrespectful text.
Listen, I had to send you all the perfectly aligned parts because I'm like 35 United States American. I gave her 50 and then I told her to come back. I'm like, do the girl's hair and I'll give you another. I think by the time we left, I gave her at least $150. So it was like,
the way that he was talking down about hairstylists, I was like, you don't understand. The hairstylist is the one, they're the bitches with the money, because they be.
He was very stuck on shit, which I
didn't like. Good.
He was stuck on stupid. And that's why I said his in the book, Savannah didn't have a lot of growth.
No, she didn't.
But no. Okay, that's fine. That's who you are. I respect that. Taurus, at least acknowledge that, you know what? I was a shit husband and I've been being a shit father. And it took another woman to come to say, I'm buying your daughter a doll that you can do her hair because that's what she likes. Your daughter is, and that it was a small piece of the book, and I don't think we were supposed to even pick up on it, but it plays back into what's acceptable for women.
Yes.
Because our mothers aren't telling us to be hairstylists. You go to college, you get a degree, and you get a degree in something that will make money.
And because remember, he kept saying, I don't want her to do that. I want her to like work in STEM. I want her to do that. And it was just like, but that's not what she want to do. And you can't push those kind of thoughts. Like at the end of the day, she's a goddamn child, sir. All she knows is dolls and bubble baths and silly shit. That girl ain't going in no STEM class. She's going to fall the fuck to sleep, Taurus. Like, get your ass out of here.
Now, I was climbing trees at that age, but I was also in the Bahamas. That shit was fun.
It's like, that's the other thing. Like, little girls are different. If she was the type of kid to be like, she wanted to be in STEM and in books and stuff, fine. But that little girl ain't like that. She wanted a big headed doll with a big ass ugly afro so she could do the hair. Buy the shit, sir. You got the goddamn money. Shut up and buy it.
Thing was, he didn't even know that it existed
because he didn't care about it.
Because it was in his mind. There's no money in that. So why should I be concerned with that?
That's
like
he was an idiot.
He really, like, I really did like the fact that by the end of the book, he grew because
he was very unlikable. Oh my lord!
he truly was a grumpy asshole.
Yeah, he was.
Like, sir, how are you not playing with your child? Like, no,
he really didn't spend any time with her. And then you realize he really didn't even know what to do with her. He was so lost. I was like, sir, you don't even know. That's your daughter. He ain't know nothing about her. He didn't know what to do. I'm just going to take her to the amusement park. It was like,
does she like the amusement park? No. Do you, what are you doing? And that's one thing I really did, like I said, with Shay, this book by itself may look like it paints working mothers in a bad light. Yeah. But if you think outside and look at the bigger picture, it shows that even though his ex-wife worked, she was still the primary parent. She had to put all...
You know what? I never thought of that, you know. I never thought of it from that perspective. You're right. I never thought about it that perspective.
Because she did everything. Taurus pretty much didn't do anything. He pretty much just sent money here, take care of her, and that's it. And I was like, sir, he was a shit father. He really was.
He was a terrible shit father.
He was terrible.
You're trying to be Mr. CEO. She's trying to be Mrs. CEO. But the difference is she's being Mrs. CEO, but she's also being a parent, and you're just...
But that's often
Savannah on your office.
But he just wants to be taken care of and be the man of the house, and he don't want to do nothing. Wow, I really never thought about it from that perspective. But that's mostly the case, as Deja say. That's mostly the case because these men won't be head of the household, and they ain't got head of the household qualities. I'm just saying, it's like a needle in the haystack to find you'll head of household. Huh?
So they say, oh, I pay bills. Okay, and.
Yeah, and that's how the ex-wife saw him. Like, yeah, you pay bills, but there's other aspects. Yeah, it was other aspects of their marriage, of their relationship that he just refused to take part in. And it was like, what are you doing? But
so basically, he was just focusing on himself. He just wanted to be taken care of. He just wanted to be. And when things didn't work out from his perspective, from his way, then he was like, yeah, this ain't for me.
Mm-hmm. And he mentally checked out. But
he did.
And that's, I know it wasn't explicitly said in the book, but you could read between the lines to see that he really didn't do anything that wasn't self-serving.
True.
Because even with her birthday party, like when the mother's boyfriend came, the mother's boyfriend knew more about the daughter than he did.
True.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you picking up some stuff I can't even...
Right. I'm like, God dang, girl, how much time you read this book?
She was into that story, huh?
Right.
Because I'm like, hold on. When you look at it, like, yes, Taurus looks good on paper. Mm-hmm. And him and Savannah together, like, they will work because they want the same thing. Mm-hmm. He wants someone to be Betty Crocker. She wants to be Betty Crocker. Like, they will work because she will swallow her pride to say, overall, am I meeting my requirements? Are you doing what I need to do to live my best life? Yes. Okay, fine. I'm not saying anything. But his ex-wife was, listen, fuck you.
That sounds more like me. Pride gonna choke me. I ain't swallowing that. No way.
She was like, I can go find someone who likes the fact that I'm a bad bitch. I look good. I smell good. Buy my own smell good. I don't have to worry about, oh, my husband is taking this bitch to Applebee's. And then I have to go buy my $50 lotion. I can buy my own $50 lotion and nobody's cheating on me. And still take care of my daughter and still get my back blown out.
That's true.
Damn.
So what are you here for? And when he realized, like, you know what? I'm not shit. I'm really not shit. Then he went through the mental metamorphosis of, okay, I have to be a better dad, because how does it look that my executive assistant, who's only worked for me for 2 months, knows my daughter better than I do?
Right.
I mean, she actually researched what the daughter, like, she researched, found the doll. You see them go to dinner trying to finesse this. I was just like, he was a shit person. Damn. Okay. All right. So wrapping this up. Do you think Savannah learned anything from moving on from her ex-husband?
No.
Wait, who said no? No! No! Damn, I didn't at the question.
We already say she ain't learned shit. She ain't learned shit.
Okay, give your thoughts then.
She didn't, I feel she didn't learn anything because, like I said, her ex-husband already taught her that, one, niggas ain't shit. They gonna pull the rug from under you and you gonna land on friggin' concrete. So she should have had her ducks in a row. And the decisions that she made concerning her relationship with Taurus, it lets me know that she didn't heed anything from her prior relationship. And if shit hit the fan again, she gonna be SOL. Shit out of luck.
Okay.
I mean, I think we all think in the same way, though, because, you know, with even with, like we said, with her letting him make decision on if she should take money from her ex-husband or not, that was at the end of the book. So, sis still letting the man make decisions for her, that's a no-go. She she gonna find herself in the same cycle because, you know, I was hoping that maybe she would learn, okay, maybe I need something for myself. But I don't think she ever got that. She still was like, oh, okay, somebody else will take care of me. We straight. We good.
Yep. Agree. I really, yeah. Asia.
She learned that she could do better.
I like your positive perspective.
I mean, Taurus got more money than she learned she could do better. She leveled up.
Yeah.
She did level up with Taurus. But yeah, she did level up, but there was no
growth. And happen again, she's like, I could just level up again. Maybe that's what she learned.
What are the odds?
What are the odds of her meeting another Taurus or meeting someone like him?
But what does she have to go through to get that? Because I can't speak for most. Me, myself, I'm not putting up with, I mean, I guess if I didn't have any job experience and I needed something, maybe I would.
Right.
But she had to go through too much to get with him. Yeah, he turned out to be better than her ex-husband, but did he start out being better? Or were they really the same?
Exactly. I think Taurus was, even though he was like pretty much an asshole, I think he was like a better person than a husband. The husband was just shit. He just didn't care. And I feel like the husband just thought like, she ain't going nowhere. I do too much for her. You know, he was one of those type men. Where's she going? You know? And it was just like, that's why his face was stuck when he came out of that courthouse and he saw her getting in that motherfucker.
Yeah, her husband didn't appreciate her the way that Taurus appreciates her.
Right.
Taurus is like older and he's just like, you know what? She's going to take care of me. This is what I want. I'm good.
But right. In the beginning of relationships, aren't all guys that way? Like, it's the reason why we marry them. So.
But it's like, Taurus stayed that way. The husband just he went too far left. It was like, oh my god. But yeah.
No,
he Taurus was out of control. So to wrap this up, everyone give us their final thoughts on what you thought about The Replacements by Miss Shea Sanders. Your final thoughts.
My final thoughts, read it. It was great. Just read it.
Okay.
Listen, when I originally read it, I probably sent like 200 messages to Tama because I'm like, listen, there's so, like, it's not a long, you know, 9,000 page George Martin novel, but the amount of stuff that she packs in there.
Yeah.
You can, we scratched the surface. We haven't even gotten into the nitty-gritty of it because it brings so much conversation, mother-daughter relationships, mother-son relationships.
True. It's a lot.
How to approach your ex-spouse relationships, realizing that you're not the best spouse for someone else's relationships, acknowledging the fact that we want Black women to be mules. Like, there's a lot in there, and it's all wrapped up. We didn't even get to the sex. Like,
yeah, that's true.
The sex was very good. Like,
The sex was
sexy. Vegas listen.
The sex was sexy. It was.
It was definitely sexy. Like the Vegas chapter. Like we didn't even get to that. So read the book. It's very good. It sparks conversation, and the sex is sexy.
Okay. Okay, Miss Deja, your thoughts?
I don't know what to say after what Tanya said. Tanya just said.
I mean Shea Saunders really did the damn thing with this book. I feel like this is one of her best books, and that's saying a lot because she has some bomb ass books. So mm-hmm. I just say read it, and yeah, the sex was sexing too. So
It was definitely sexy.
I agree. I thought it was a good book. I haven't read a whole lot of her work. Good. Y'all can cuss me out later.
See, this is why I put that thing on TikTok.
Shut up. Anyway, okay. I'm not going back and forth with you about books, okay? But yeah, I thought this was a good book. There's a lot of ladies in this book, a lot of conversations to have, but it's definitely a book that you guys should be reading, okay?
Okay.
Don't go to Applebee's. Don't.
No, and y'all better not be out here being side chicken getting coach.
Coach, we apologize just in case y'all want to sponsor us one day. Just in case we get sponsored one day.
We love you, Coach, but not for side chick type thing. No.
No.
Goodbye, my own coach.
Down in the coach bag. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today. This was fun. This was our first time doing this outside of authors. So thanks for popping our goddamn cherry today. It was fun.
You're welcome.
I do like popping cherries.
We popping cherries today, and we appreciate you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule to come talk with us.
Yes, it's a specialty of mine. I like popping cherries.
Well, we'll find another book that we all can discuss. This is fun.
We got to invite you all back.
And we'll come back and do this again. But yeah. I'm gonna tell
you. We're gonna come back with a book that Sharonda says is great and not good.
Girl, oh my God, let it stop.
Let's don't even go there. You know what? This will be fun. Next time we gotta pick an urban book and then we'll come back and then we'll talk about it.
As long as it ain't keep it play, I'm good.
Wait a second, woman.
Hey y'all, it's Sharonda. If you're at the end of this episode, well, we thank you so very much. Be sure y'all following us on our socials, Instagram and Twitter at Brazenly Shady. Check out the book or books we discussed in this episode. The deets are in the show notes. And until the next bout of shenanigans, we'll talk to y'all then.